One of Airdrie's most notable historic landmarks, the 1959 Water Tower, has officially been designated a municipal historic resource, following a council vote on June 6. According to a City of Airdrie press release issued after the meeting, the bylaw, passed unanimously by all council members, deems the water tower a resource worthy of both protection and conservation. Mayor Peter Brown said it is of utmost importance to preserve the built history that remains in the municipality and added it is the second historical designation made by the city in recent years, following the 1928 Nose Creek Bridge to the elevators. I believe that historical resources like this help future generations understand where we came from, Brown said in the press statement regarding the recent designation. Previously, council members voted in favor of preserving the water tower as a historical resource to be kept and maintained for future generations, issuing a notice of intent to do so on February 7. According to Jennifer Lutz, team leader of community development with the city, the notice of intent required a 60-day waiting period prior to setting in stone the associated bylaw and land titles. Prior to the June 6 vote, Lutz told councillors that if the bylaw were to pass, it would protect and preserve the municipally owned resource under the Alberta Historic Resources Act. Community development will apply to list the water tower on the Alberta and Canadian Registries of Historic Places and will apply for any applicable grant opportunities associated with the restoration and preservation of the water tower, she said during the meeting. The 72-foot-tall metal structure, which was built in 1959, previously provided residents with safe drinking water, a modern sewage system, an enhanced fire brigade, and the ability to store 50,000 gallons of water, said Lutz during the February meeting. She added the water tower, constructed by Horton Steelworks, represents mid-20th century infrastructure. The character-defining elements outlined in the statement of the significance are integral to its heritage value, she said during the same meeting. The conservation of the Airdrie Water Tower offers the opportunity to continue the city's commitment to the protection of Airdrie's culture, heritage, and the fostering of a sense of place, community, identity, and pride. Though, the water tower was decommissioned in 1977 after Airdrie had been linked up to Calgary's water supply system the year before, Michelle Jorgensen, culture and heritage specialist with the city, said the tower remains a symbol of the municipality's humble beginnings. Airdrie's cultural heritage has been shaped by its history as a railway and farming community, Jorgensen said. This designation will help us preserve and celebrate this history. Years before the recent designation, councillors voted to conserve the water tower's landmark status 19 years ago. Then, the city conducted a comprehensive historical assessment in 2020, resulting in a recommendation that the water tower be recognized for its considerable heritage value to the municipality. Thereafter, council approved funding to repaint and restore the tower, earmarking funds in the 2022 budget for work expected to commence next month. Lutz said during a Community Services Board, CSB, meeting earlier this year, it was discovered the plot of land previously leased to a business west of the tower is now available for development, adding this provides potential for place-making space. The Community Service Board had a very robust conversation about the diverse options, and we had some options that we hadn't considered come up too, she said at the February 9 CSB meeting. It was expressed that many Airdrie residents do feel a strong attachment to the water tower, as it is one of Airdrie's older intact physical structures. She added following the historical designation, community development hopes to bring back to council a design plan for the new space, and with the historical designation, said there is an opportunity to receive government grants towards the maintenance and enhancement of the tower. During the June 6 council meeting, Coun. Ron Chapman said he looked forward to supporting the bylaw, wholeheartedly. It is one of the last remaining historical features that the city of Airdrie has that is actually controlled by the city, he said during the meeting. We have nothing left for history in the city of Airdrie. I think it's a very important bylaw and I feel it needs to be passed. Similarly, Mayor Brown said he agreed with Chapman's sentiments and added he wishes he could get back some of the municipality's historic grain elevators that were demolished, as well as other local historical buildings that have since been destroyed. To learn more about the history of the Airdrie Water Tower, residents are encouraged to visit airdrie.ca.